The Missing, Numbers 4 and 6. In Thomas's day-old photo, he reaches toward the camera. He is named in 59 white and cheerless sympathy cards where a couple of animals wrote, "Sorry for your loss, but God needed him more." He lives for 5 weeks. She watches him becoming Thomas. My brother sees him in his bassinet. My sister pushes his baby carriage, sometimes dipping it so far back on its wheels that a neighbor runs across the yard, afraid. When I hold his hospital bracelet in my hand, lightheaded, I have to brace myself against the wall. We have a record of his last day, of cruisers, siren-lit, racing before an ambulance, which wraps around Thomas James Wall, who cannot catch his breath, whose heart bursts far away. My forsaken parents alone, finally, with his body in their grief. At his funeral, Annette sees a tiny white coffin on a stand. My father lifts her and asks if she wants to kiss his white face. White satin, white bedclothes. My mother cannot stop crying. Patrick goes missing after 3 days. Never more than a name to us in this. My mother in the dining room in sunlight, wearing a suit, almost 43. "Where's the baby?" I ask. He appears in a birth certificate, a line in a death registry. He exists in a presence only official. Nothing remains but one bare story about a hole in his spine, a body bowed, arms and legs devolved as if he had come from the sea. Afterward came another birth of the unutterable for one whose body had nurtured their perishing. My father consigns himself to silence. Growing crooked and unwieldy, becoming our age, we who are left miss the brothers who never were. Their faces almost visible, floating out of the dusk in vanished rooms.